NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. Pfizer says a third dose of its coronavirus vaccine provides good protection against the Omicron variant. CEO Albert Bourla broke the news this morning on the Today Show.
These are very good news. Preliminary, because we are waiting to see more data, more accurate data, with the more accurate assays that will come in a week or two.
At the same time, the drug maker is developing an Omicron-specific vaccine that it predicts will be ready by March. The House is passing a new debt ceiling plan after Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell cut a deal with the Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 222 and the nays are 212. The bill is passed, and without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
McConnell and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agreed to create a one-time process that would allow Democrats to raise the debt ceiling on partisan votes alone. Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois was the only Republican to join Democrats in voting for the bill. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach are announcing they'll delay a container fee for the fourth time. Brian Shook reports.
The fee was originally announced on October 25th for companies that let containers linger at marine terminals. However, officials keep pushing back the fee's implementation as the ports see a decline in aging cargo on the docks. LA and Long Beach saw a decline of 37% as of Monday. The fee will not be implemented until at least this coming Monday, as officials continue to monitor the situation. I'm Brian Shook.
The CEO of Instagram will testify before a Senate committee on keeping teenagers safe online. A spokesperson for Meta says CEO Adam Mosseri will appear at a Senate subcommittee hearing today to talk about steps that Instagram is taking to keep its teenage users safe. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.